Billionaire investor Warren Buffett has called them a speculative mirage. He is referring to crypto or digital currencies, the most famous of which is Bitcoin. Despite such warnings, the price of Bitcoin has continued to surge this year. Indeed, you'll now have to shell out around 5,000 Australian dollars on a currency exchange to buy one Bitcoin. Little wonder that Bitcoin investors have also been keen to cash in on that bonanza and convert their virtual currency back into old-fashioned government money. Two companies are planning to make that process easier by rolling out 3,000 new Bitcoin ATMs this year in Australia. Edwina Stott has this report.
In the very near future, when you visit an ATM, you may be given far more options than whether you want to withdraw from your cheque, savings or credit account. You may be able to withdraw and invest in a cryptocurrency. A partnership between two financial tech firms, blockchain startup DigitalX and ATM developer Star Group, will soon see the rollout of Bitcoin ATMs across Australia. At the moment, there are only 16 of these in the country, but the partnership could see almost 3,000 installed. Todd Zani is the CEO of Star Group Limited.
Well, at the moment, we've obviously got a lot of traditional ATMs that people use, so we have more than 500 of those across Australia, and we also manage a further 2,400 ATMs on behalf of other ATM deployers. And it's intended to, initially do a pilot in the major cities of Australia. And upon the successful pilot, it's intended to then roll out this software across all of those ATMs. There's new technologies, but the existing technologies that we have are in effect able to be adapted to handle a Bitcoin transaction.
Todd says the technology will give Bitcoin investors an easier way to both buy and sell the cryptocurrency.
You know, at the moment, it's quite difficult for someone to effectively cash out their Bitcoin, and it's probably done via a peer-to-peer network or an exchange, and can take some time, and it can be quite expensive, whereas this is talking about doing an instant dynamic conversion of that currency into cash, and they can walk away with their cash there and then.
According to Todd, up until now, there hasn't been enough acceptance of the alternative currency to warrant the installation of these machines.
In terms of being, a commercial opportunity, there definitely needed to be, more acceptance, and that's definitely been the case, in the last arguably 6 months to 18 months. The amount of Bitcoin and Bitcoin wallet holders in Australia and the activity that's occurring in that country has, significantly increased.
Star Group hopes to have the ATMs up and running by December, but where you'll see the ATMs is still a work in progress.
That's always been an art, not only in the Bitcoin locations, but also just in cash in general. We arguably have the best average number of transactions per machine in Australia at the moment in the cash ATM economy. We think we'll get the selection correct as to where to place these Bitcoin-type transactions, but initially it'll be predominantly in CBD locations.
Professor Jason Potts is the director of the Blockchain Innovation Hub at RMIT University, and he says it will be a very familiar experience.
Well, Bitcoin ATMs are, in a sense, just like regular ATM. You put money in and you put money out. The main difference here is that you're putting two very different sorts of money in and out. So previously, when people are buying and selling cryptocurrencies, they would use online exchanges. And those were quite a hassle to use because you still had to go through banks to get money into them and then had to separately go through banks to get money out of them. And it was the dealing with the banks that took a lot of time. The actual exchanges themselves were very efficient. And so the main benefit that these crypto ATMs provide is that they make the pain point, which was converting cryptocurrencies into government money and out again, make that instantaneous rather than a 2 or 3 day process.
The process of buying and selling Bitcoin may be considerably more straightforward thanks to the new software.
The way in which you interact with these things is through the use of a wallet, which is just basically a piece of software that exists on your phone or on a computer. And what that enables you to do is to store your record of the cryptocurrencies that you have. Now, what you would have to do is download that software, store it on your machine, your device. And if you're reasonably computer savvy and literate, it's a relatively straightforward process to do that. But it wasn't really a solution for mass adoption. And ATMs are things that most people are familiar with and comfortable using. So this is really a shift towards the use of this currency, toward mass adoption.
But just because the process is streamlined doesn't mean it will be any less secure.
When you convert government money into cryptocurrencies at a bank, you have to provide identification. All the sort of know your customer KYC type laws apply. And that's no different in an ATM. You still have to provide evidence of identity. It's just there's a software process and a scanning process that will verify and check that. But in principle, it's no difference. It's just it's smoother from an interface perspective and faster, but the actual traceability and legality and so on is almost identical.
Jason also believes that we may start to see more people invest in cryptocurrency thanks to ATM streamlining the investing process.
The main barrier, and you know, I see this just even amongst my friends who are reasonably smart and technologically savvy and literate people, it's still hard to acquire and use this currency. So I think this is significantly lowering the barrier to entry into that point. So in that sense, yes, we would expect that this should make it easier to enter this market as an investor, as a speculator even.
And Star Group CEO Todd says that in the future, this technology may be rolled out to other cryptocurrencies.
There's no reason why these devices could not be adapted to, to handle other cryptocurrencies. And we also own a significant interest in a South Korean manufacturer and ATM distributor up there that's got kind of 16,000 ATMs. So the natural progression for us would be, post-successfully doing it here in Australia would be to take it to that region next and then look at other global opportunities.
That's Todd Zani, CEO of Star Group, ending that report by Edwina Stott.